For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oregon State released their first depth chart heading into week one of the regular season. The Idaho State Bengals head down to Research Stadium to take on the Beavs this weekend. And maybe a surprise to some, but it was a battle. They kept saying it was a battle throughout camp. Javonte McCoy, the University of Idaho transfer, beating out Bengal Branson and Jabari Johnson for the starting quarterback role down in Corvallis. McCoy, and I think that if you don't know, and if you didn't watch any of Javonte McCoy at Idaho or throughout the spring, he's a playmaker, man. And he was wildly efficient at the University of Idaho. Completed in two seasons 66% of his passes, 43 touchdowns, 15 picks. He can get into a little bit of the gunslinger.
Mm.
He has a little bit of that gunslinger in him, and it can bite him at times, but he is really stinking fun to watch. I loved watching, because ESPN would throw Idaho in, like, night games.
Like, they're on that schedule.
Dude, he was electric. The Kibbe Dome was rocking
last year. All I hear is Jelani McCoy.
Jelani McCoy.
And that I don't know why. Like, that's all I have popping in my head over and over and over again. I just picture Jelani McCoy playing quarterback, and it's not what you're saying.
No, it's Javonte. Javonte McCoy.
I don't know why, but that's like the first time I heard it, I was like, Jelani McCoy?
And this is a guy who's going to be obviously have a lot of familiarity with Idaho State, playing in the Big Sky for the last two seasons as an Idaho Vandal. Idaho State, obviously a rival of theirs. And this is one of the tough putts of being an FCS or a non-power FBS program, is once you get a quarterback or really any player, because if you're looking at the University of Idaho, who's going down to play Oregon this weekend, they lost Javonte McCoy, who was their quarterback last year. They lost their running back, Anthony Woods, who transferred to Utah and was a 1,000-yard back. That is just kind of the name of the game now with the transfer portal, is
you move your way up.
You shine, you move your way up, and all of a sudden, a quarterfinal team from a year ago in the FCS playoffs in Idaho looks wildly different than they did. And you should be sitting there, and what these FCS coaches used to be is like, hey, now we're going to make a run. We were quarterfinals last year.
Mm-hmm.
We could be a championship contending team this year.
Yeah, you end up being good, you're restocking. That's where the Montanas, Montana States, North Dakota States, South Dakota, those teams, when the reason they're able to stay relevant is they're kind of Georgia,
yeah,
Alabama. They have depth.
And they, oddly enough, fill their rosters with a lot of local guys, mm-hmm, too. Like, there's a lot of guys from North Dakota and Montana that play for those, mm-hmm, those schools.
They're from Fargo, from Bismarck. Yep.
And it's a lot harder to pull a guy out of Montana or Montana State if he's from the state of, mm-hmm, Montana than it is a guy from California or Texas who was overlooked in the recruiting process and says, whoa, I can go and I can play. And Javonte McCoy can play. And I think if you're an Oregon State fan, the thing that makes you excited about this year as you head into it is we know what Bengal Branson has to offer. Mm-hmm. And he can be a manager. And again, now we're getting back into football mode. There is nothing wrong with being a game manager.
No.
Like, it's a dirty word. And I don't know how we got there, but being a game manager is great.
Yes, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The game manager now is more what I think teams prefer, to be honest. Now, don't be wrong, they want a superstar quarterback, but if they don't have that, you don't see the gunslinger anymore.
Yeah.
You want the guy that's going to get the ball out on time and take care of it, not take risks, not put you behind the sticks, eat the ball when they need to eat it, just being smart about it. And if you're Oregon State, I think you need a little bit of juice.
Yeah.
As much as Cole Branson's fine, I do think you need a little bit of juice.
Well, and with the weapons that you have at your disposal this year, it is a lot different due to the coaching change and graduation. You know, guys like Anthony Gould who go off and are getting rave reviews now. And you have Jam Griffin and Anthony Hankerson, who are going to be your 1-2 punch running backs in the backfield. Jam Griffin doing the old boomerang back around Oregon State, Ole Miss, back to Oregon State. You can get yourself and afford yourself behind what it is a really big offensive line. And look, keeping Joshua Gray was huge throughout this entire process of the coaching change and guys hitting the portal and deciding to leave. Keeping Joshua Gray was huge for the Beavs.
Yes.
You also kept Grant Stark, too, at the right tackle. You bring in the two Colorado guys with Lichtenhahn and Wells, Van Wells, the center. You are going to have the ability to run the football.
And you've got a really good running back.
And then you have Javonte McCoy, who's going to be that guy, like you said, can keep some plays alive for you.
Give him a little bit of juice.
Gives you a little bit of juice there. I'm excited to see what Oregon State puts on the field. I know that there was so many people down on them because of the defections that they had in the portal. But if you look at their schedule outside of the Oregon game, all of it is very manageable this season. And that can be a stabilizer for the football program.
They win nine games in this and flux. It looks a lot better.
Heck yeah, it does. And Javonte McCoy is going to be the guy who's going to get the snaps with the first team coming out this Saturday, taking on the Bengals of Idaho State.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, yeah. 3:30 kick on the C-dubs for that game. Idaho State and Idaho, both the weirdest setups for college football. You have the Kibbe Dome.
Oh, yeah.
Where Idaho plays.
Aren't the
goalposts in both of these stadiums come down from the rafters because it's their basketball stadiums too. But Idaho State, the Holt Center, that is a place where the benches for the football
are down below.
They're dugouts.
Yeah.
They're dugouts. So if like you have somebody over 6 feet tall, they have to like duck under to go and sit on the bench. It's just them's the breaks playing in the state of Idaho, I guess. But at least they got a dome. At least they got a dome in both those places. But the state of Idaho invades the state of Oregon this weekend as Idaho State plays Oregon State. Idaho travels to Autzen Stadium for Oregon, which is a 4:30 kick right here on the Fan. Javonte McCoy going to be behind center for game one for the Beavs this weekend. And hopefully it's a game where you don't have to see, or you get to see Ben Goldbranson. You get to see, you know, Jabari Johnson as well. And it's not going to be you keep your starters in for too long.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.